Our gospel lesson, the assigned lectionary reading for this first Sunday in Lent, comes from the Gospel of Mark, the first chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." God bless the reading and the hearing of this word. Amen. Last December, when the worship and music ministry team first had a conversation about what we might use as a theme for Lent this year, the only real suggestion at that time was something lighter. That was primarily a reflection upon the feeling of darkness that seemed to permeate so much of last year. And I must admit, it has felt dark again this past week. But a few weeks ago, team member Rebecca Howard suggested that we might use, as individuals in this congregation, a short devotional booklet that she found called Mary Oliver and the Poetry of Lent, a Lenten devotional. It looks like this, and the cover of our worship bulletin today reflects the cover of this devotional booklet. And we use this as a resource as part of our printed material for folks to use as a meditation guide during our drop-in Ash Wednesday service a few days ago. And I decided then to use this as our worship theme throughout this 40-day Lenten season. For each of the five Sundays in the season of Lent, there is a reading, both an excerpt of the assigned lectionary scripture passage and an excerpt of one of her poems. And these are accompanied by a meditation and selected practices to do throughout the week. And I highly encourage you to take one home and use in your own time of devotion and meditation, and you can find them on the information table in the narthex. The gospel reading for this first Sunday in Lent comes from the first chapter in Mark. And you may recall that this gospel, the first of the four to be written, does not begin with a birth narrative of Jesus, but rather with Jesus' baptism. And after introducing John the Baptist, Mark simply describes the event this way. "Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased.'" Well, this was our scripture text back on January 7th on Baptism of the Lord Sunday. But now we continue. "And the Spirit immediately drove Jesus out into the wilderness." He was in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan. "And he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him." You know, that's all Mark says about this experience. Notice there is no description of the three specific temptations that Jesus faced. Those were added later by Matthew and Luke. Now, the typical sermon on the first Sunday of Lent then is usually a reflection on our wilderness experiences that we face in our own lives, those tough and difficult times, including times of temptation. But Mark quickly moves on to Jesus' first words of his public ministry. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. You know, we often tend to focus on Jesus' later teachings and proclamations, such as love one another. And we sometimes forget that Jesus begins his ministry with basically the same message as John the Baptist, the message that we are called to repentance. From the Mary Oliver devotional book, the editor writes, "The baptism in the wilderness by John was about repentance, and Jesus' preaching was too. In Mark's original Greek, the word for repentance is metanoia. Meta, change, and noia, mind. Repentance then is literally described as a change of mind. And today we might instead use a change of heart, or even a change of life." Mary Oliver claims that this kind of change does not flow from self-defeating guilt, but rather from incarnate, wild, imaginative love for the world. And this comes from an excerpt of her poem, Wild Geese. "Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. Calls to you like wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things." The devotional continues. So, what change of life is God calling you toward today? Nipping at your heels like a wild goose, that ancient Celtic image for the Holy Spirit. Now, if you were here on Pentecost Sunday 2 years ago, you may remember that the entire service centered around this ancient Celtic image of the Holy Spirit being like a wild goose. In fact, the sermon was entitled "A Wild Goose Pentecost." And I quoted Hilary Ann Golden, who writes that the Holy Spirit, like a wild goose, is always on the move. Always doing unexpected things. It is loud, passionate, sometimes frightening, and certainly unsettling. And I added, maybe we need a bit more of that understanding of God in our own journey of faith. And then I closed with a poem written by Sally Coleman, a Methodist minister. It's entitled, well, she uses the Gaelic word, but it means wild goose. "I feel the beat of your wings stirring the air around me, awakening my slumbering spirit, calling me to rise, to follow. I hear your call behind me and before me, the call of adventure, the call to fullness of life. Free me, O wild one, from these chains of complacency and the shackles of comfort I have made. Free me, O wild one, for I choose to release my heart and to follow you again. Stir me, call me, free me, release me. Come, O wild one, come." So perhaps you will find that God is chasing you around like an untamed wild goose this Lenten season, calling you to a change of mind. A change of heart, a change of life. Soon after that Pentecost Sunday, I obtained a reminder of this image of the Holy Spirit. And it's a pin of a wild goose. And you don't see it, but I wear it every Sunday. What side is it on? On my robe. Reminds me of that image of the Holy Spirit always chasing after us. Well, also within that devotional booklet are some practices that you may consider incorporating into your own spiritual disciplines this week. One states, schedule a wilderness walk in solitude or with a friend listening for how God may be calling you to change. So think about where you might take such a walk. Might be a nearby park. Heck, you can come out to my place. I have more than enough space by the pond and in the forest for you to take a walk. But also suggested, reach out online or in person to an organization changing the world in inspiring ways. And learn more about their work, their impact, and how you can get involved. And here's another. Power down. Take a break. Take a breath. Look out a window and experiment with journaling this week. What changes are you making or would you like to change to be more in tune with God's good news? Explore this question with family or friends over a meal. Well, a final suggestion. For this and each Sunday in Lent, and through the days in between, light a candle. For this first Sunday of Lent, they suggest, begin each day by lighting a candle of repentance, praying, God of mercy, help me change my life. Let me love today with a wild and imaginative love on earth as it is in heaven. Well, each Sunday in Lent, I will close the sermon with this very suggestion. Please repeat after me. God of mercy, help me change my life. Let me love today with a wild and imaginative love on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.